A final debate among presidential hopefuls in Rio de Janeiro. While many expected the two leading candidates, former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and incumbent candidate President Jair Bolsonaro, to provide details of their political platforms, the conversation ended up being more about accusing each other of lies and corruption.
This is insane. The President of the Republic comes here speaking nonsense, and that's why on October the 2nd, the people will send him home.
This final presidential debate marked the last time the candidates would meet face to face before Brazilians head to the polls on Sunday. For President Jair Bolsonaro, this was also a last chance to close the gap between himself and his main rival, former President Lula, who has maintained a commanding lead, according to polling data.
We're a government that tends to the needs of the poorest. During Lula's government, the poverty assistance was less. Today, there are 20 million families that are receiving assistance from us in Brazil.
According to the most recent polls, former President Lula counts on some 50% of the vote, which political analysts like Sergio Abranches say could be enough to win the presidency without the need for a second round of voting.
Yeah, I think that there is a likelihood that Lula wins on the first run. It will depend on abstention and how the very few undecided voters will decide their vote.
This presidential race has been one of the most polarizing in Brazil's history. One thing voters here do agree on is that this election represents a critical battle over the future of Latin America's largest democracy. With political debates now in the past, elections have entered the final stretch. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera, Rio de Janeiro.